DW.
Ntoya Sunde lives in Malawi's Nsanje province. She was just 13 years old when she was forced to get married against her will. Her parents used to have a small piece of land, but floods wiped out their harvest. "I was sent to be married because of a shortage of food in the house," she explained to researchers. "I tried to negotiate and tell my parents that I wasn't ready and I didn't want to get married, but they told me I had to because that would mean one mouth less at the table." Ntoya's story is just one of thousands of cases highlighted in a recent study from the International Union for Conservation of Nature, or the IUCN. 2 years in the making, the report is the largest and most comprehensive study to date on the impact climate change and environmental degradation has on gender-based violence. Malawi isn't the only country where climate disasters impact the well-being of girls and young women. According to the study, girls in Ethiopia and South Sudan are sold off to husbands during extreme periods of drought in exchange for cattle. Juliana Schmucker, the Regional Director for Asia at NGO Plan International, explains why this happens.
It is proven that the rate of child and forced marriages increases in crisis situations. It is simply a survival strategy for the families, either to get rid of the daughter, to ease pressure on the family, or because it's the only way to generate income.
Resource scarcity also increases the risk that women and girls will be victims of violence. As drought and desertification intensifies in the global south, more and more water sources are drying up, and deforestation is on the rise. In many parts of the world, fetching water and collecting firewood are considered women's jobs. The further they are forced to walk to the source, the more likely they are to be sexually assaulted, especially in areas where armed gangs are active. Dirk Barter, a spokesman for NGO World Vision, says implementing projects that focus on bringing resources like water or firewood closer to communities can help keep women safe.
Building wells near villages or in the villages directly eliminates the long distance women have to walk to the water source, or planting forests near villages and small towns so the distances there are reduced.
But aid organizations also say traditional gender roles need to change.
It's very important to change gender roles, that boys and men in families are taught that girls are not worth less than boys, that girls should not be harassed, that girls and women are not valued is often the cause of many problems. Of course, this is something that needs to be tackled long term, from the community to the legislative level.
Women living along Africa's coast and lakes now have another threat to contend with, since fish have become scarcer. An increasing number of fishermen now not only expect money as payment, they're also demanding sex. According to the IUCN report, this practice has become so common in Western Kenya, it even has a name, the Jiboia system. NGOs like World Vision are trying to counteract this form of sexual exploitation, as Bate explains.
One of our programs, for example, allows women to breed fish in artificial ponds on their own and on a fairly large scale. This way, they can set up their own businesses and sell fish without getting into situations where they are faced with violence.
Both World Vision and Plan International also confirmed another observation from the study. In places where women are responsible for agriculture, a climate-related natural disaster or an extreme weather event can have a dramatic impact on their social and family standing. If harvests are diminished or even wiped out altogether, this can lead to violence, often from within their own families. Ultimately, diversifying sources of income is one of the most important ways to protect women, says Butter.
If you support women, especially when it comes to adapting to climate change, and if their income situation improves and they no longer have to be afraid of being victims of violence, then everybody benefits, both men and children. In this way, you're actually supporting everyone.
Women and girls suffer even more during disasters in societies that dictate certain behaviours and prohibit others, such as being out in public alone. Gotteland Alba from the gender equality network Women for Climate Justice says women are more likely to die as a result of flooding in Bangladesh because they rarely seek refuge in emergency shelters.
Because they're not properly equipped. The shelters are very tight. And in Bangladesh, women can't just stand there face to face with men or use the same toilet. So most women prefer to barricade themselves in their huts, and when the floods come, they're often washed away.
Environmental crimes such as poaching and illegal resource extraction can also lead to gender-based violence. According to the IUCN study, threats to intimidate and silence them and sexual violence such as rape are often used to target female environmental activists. This not only undermines their status within the community, but prevents other women from working to preserve the environment from the construction of a new mine or dam, for example. The issue of gender and climate has, however, been a prominent feature of UN climate conferences since 2012. At the most recent summit in Madrid in December, participating states agreed on the second gender action plan. This aims to put women on an equal footing on all levels of climate policy, in institutions, but also in individual climate protection projects, with the intention of reducing structural gender inequalities around the world.
DW.